as officials in Indonesia recalculate the numbers of those dead or missing after the Indian Ocean tsunami. The city of San Francisco announced that it will make a dramatic adjustment in the official death toll from the earthquake of 1906. Gladys Hansen, curator of the City Museum of San Francisco, says evidence indicates that the official death count of 478 does not include the vast majority of those killed. The real number, she says, is closer to 3,000. Ms. Hansen joins us now from her home in San Francisco. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
What explains this huge disparity in the numbers?
Lots of years' work. I started this way back in the 60s, and it was done only as a request from local genealogists that wanted to know if San Francisco had a list of those that died in 1906. It seemed as if that was a normal request, but I couldn't ever find anything that listed the dead except those that were listed in the newspapers.
So what'd you do?
I thought, oh, this is an easy project. I'll just go through all the newspapers, put all those names and the information given, and we'll have a list. But with the first run through, I had gone over 478, and I was reaching 549. And then I kept going and went to 826, then to 1500. And, you know, it just keeps climbing.
So were people excluded? What reasons were people excluded for?
You know, I really don't know. Think that they were excluded. This city was hit hard by an earthquake. Many buildings came down. Fire erupted in the buildings. Major. One-fourth of the city was destroyed by fire. And people were trapped. And this I can prove, because later on, as the city recovered and was cleaning up, the debris found, there was lots of bones, skulls, mm-hmm. and so forth, picked up by the debris trains that were actually taking the debris and putting it, a lot of it, into ships as ballast. And these this ballast was being shipped out, you know, to Washington State, all around the world. And then, of course, so much of the debris was used to fill in the low areas like Mission Bay in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. But is it possible that some groups of people, Chinese, Irish, women, didn't count as much as others?
I'm going to say that's not true, because there are women's names on the list of those that died in 1906 from the newspapers. There are some of the, and I believe that, but there are only 22 Chinese names. No, I think they did what they could do and never dreamed that they weren't doing it right. I think it was such confusion that the idea is, don't worry about the dead. Let's move on for the living.
Is it possible the number was kept down deliberately to, minimize the disaster so regrowth could happen?
I believe that's true, because the city had to recover, and we had to recover quickly. And it's not a city that achieves fame by saying we have major earthquakes and major fires. Eastern money doesn't look too kindly on that. Anybody that had invested in the city would stop and think, well, perhaps we'll give it a little time and see how the city recovers.
As the numbers now are about 3,000.
That's right.
Next year it will be 100 years since the earthquake. After all this time, why is it important to you?
Well, first of all, it's important. It's, I think, can be used for disaster planning. Secondly, I think anyone that is a citizen of San Francisco or visiting San Francisco should never come to a city and then just disappear. So, and, you know, I get many, many thanks from people throughout the United States, and the one thing they say in their letters, we thank you for being able to bury our dead.
Gladys Hansen, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for asking.
Gladys Hansen, curator at the Museum of the City of San Francisco. She has tallied the uncounted dead of the earthquake in 1906 and sadly expects to find the names of many yet to come. And let's move on from there.